We stopped talking 3 days ago. I still love you, don't let it show. Keep it inside, I'll let it hide. You never have to know. I sit and stare at this blank wall. I wanna talk, but can it all? I thought I was your one and only, but now my heart is feeling lonely. When you talk, I get butterflies and can't walk. I never knew you lost a feelings, 'cause now my head is really spinning. I thought that you're the two of our hearts beating, but then it stopped and it was silent. The world had tuned out, tuned back in. You took one step, I took two back, 'cause I wasn't ready yet. I'm a little nervous, my hands are sweaty, my heart is beating.
It is time for Talkin' Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. I am your host, Taya J. I'm joined today in the studio by Grand Junction-based 13-year-old singer-songwriter Eleanor Hibbard. Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy. Eleanor Hibbard, it's such a pleasure to have you in the KVNF studios. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
This is your second radio interview, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Will you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I am a 13-year-old songwriter and singer. I write my own music, and then my piano teacher transcribes it into piano music, and it gets put out on Spotify and Amazon Music, YouTube. I've been writing music since I was about 9, but it's just gotten out on Spotify in the past year, so that's pretty exciting.
I've written 23 total songs, and 5 have not come out yet, so really 28. I'm not very popular, like I don't have a lot of followers yet, but I'm just trying to get myself out there.
Awesome. Well, we are here to help you become hopefully just a little bit more popular.
Do people make a really big deal about the fact that you're so young and you have so many songs already? I mean, 13, I'm trying to think what I had accomplished at 13. I maybe had like written half of a fantasy novel that never saw the light of day and lived in my composition notebook forever. But do people make kind of a big deal that you're young and you have like such a clear idea of what you want to be doing?
Yeah, whenever I have singing opportunities, they seem to like really get excited that I'm 13. They're like, now we have a 13-year-old. And then they seem, I guess, a little surprised after they hear me because they don't think I'm going to be as good as I think I am. And, yeah, they usually make a pretty big deal of it.
What do your friends and your schoolmates think of the fact that you're a singer?
They like it because everybody's always like, when you get famous, remember me. And I feel like I'm not to the point where they're just being friends with me to be friends with me. Like, I do have a lot of good friends who are, like, really proud of, like, what I've accomplished. So I really like that.
That's awesome. Do people want you to write songs about them?
Some people joke around and say it, people I don't even know. But usually if I write songs about people, it's like if they really mean a lot to me.
That's nice. It's not like you better behave or I'm going to write like a mean song about you.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about songwriting. Why do you like to write songs?
I feel like what really started, like, I just love to write songs because I feel like I can really get my feelings out there because I've tried diaries and I've tried, like, notebooks and that doesn't help. But, like, songwriting is just, like, when I feel like there's something important I want to say, I just write it into a tune and it really helps me.
That's awesome. What's your process for writing a song? Do you get like a line or do you have an idea and then you go and write? Or do you sit down with a blank page and you're like, I'm going to write a song?
Well, yeah, people always ask me if I think of the tune or the words first. And every time I think about it, I feel like it really just comes together at the same time. Like, I don't really know. It's like the words, whatever words I choose comes with a different tune. So whatever happens, it all just comes together in the end.
It seems like your family is super supportive too. Your mom is here with you today, not in the studio, but in the space hanging out. She got you here. She drove you here.
Yeah.
Seems like she's pretty supportive of you.
Yeah, I think my whole family is very supportive of me because they think I really have a gift. And so they don't really, like, they always support me no matter what I want to write about. Like, they don't question it at all. And they, like, always, like my songs. And they're never like, I don't really think this is your best. They definitely have favorites, I would say, and so do I. But, yeah, they're very supportive, and I really like that.
That's awesome. What are some of your favorite songs, or what's one of your favorite songs right now?
Well, one of my favorite songs right now is Fairy Tale. And I wrote that one about feeling like I'm living in a dream, and then I just wake up and everything goes away.
I do.
is, or is the truth just hidden? 'Cause the evil doesn't always get destroyed, and some of these problems you can't avoid. You're my dream, but she's always gonna win. 'Cause this is my love story, not really, more like a sad story. 'Cause in a love story, the girl gets the guy, and it's always the one that I call my love story. But really, more like a comedy, 'cause isn't it funny how they always win, and all they have to do is just fit.
That was Fairy Tale from 13-year-old singer-songwriter Eleanor Hibbard joining me today live on Talkin' Music.
Do you get nervous performing in front of an audience? I mean, it's kind of a vulnerable thing, especially when you're performing songs that you've written that are about your experiences and your life. Does it make you nervous, or do you feel pretty confident in sharing those?
It's really 50-50, because certain things I get really nervous, but I feel like I've gotten more nervous performing since this time that I sang the anthem, and I was so confident that I was gonna do great at it because I've done it like a million times and I messed up. So like, and that was like I messed up so badly. So from that point on, I've like really like memorized the words and like had them with me just in case.
Did you mess up on the really high part in the middle?
No, I messed up at the beginning and I like forgot the words. I don't know how, because I've done it like a million times. But yeah, I just forgot them. And then I went back and tried to sing it again. Like, I was like, okay, hold on. And then I did it again and I messed up again. And like the crowd had to like sing it for me. And
that's kind of sweet. At least you had a crowd that was willing to sing. Where was this?
I was at Grand Junction College, CMU. They had a basketball game and I was singing the anthem for them.
Got it. You know, I've heard so many people mess up the anthem. I feel like it's one of those songs where, like, we all know the words, but sometimes our brains just draw a blank.
Yeah, and I've sang the anthem since then a lot, like maybe 20 times, and I haven't messed up since, so.
Who are some of your inspirations and your role models?
I feel like a lot of the role models I have are, like, really famous singers like Olivia Rodrigo or Tate McRae, because, well, Tate McRae, especially because she got famous by just posting a video on YouTube. And I was like, oh, wait, what if I do that? So her journey is like, shows me that I could get to where she is now, too. And I just really love Olivia Rodrigo's music and how she writes it. And I've seen like documentaries about her and stuff. So I really like that.
Cool. For you, does thinking about Tate posting the video and getting famous, does social media play a big role for you in your, like, getting your music out there?
I feel like it hasn't so far, other than Spotify. But on YouTube, like, I haven't really seen anything happen. But I feel like it's just a matter of time. Or my mom always tells me that there could be somebody in the audience that just watches me and, like, say they're, like, from a big studio in Hollywood or something. And so it's always good to be my best, look my best, and, like, just be ready for anything.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned looking your best. Do you have a style that you like to work with when you're on stage? Do you have a way you like to look when you're performing?
I used to be very, like, I feel like I'm just getting out of the stage where I was, like, stiff. And, like, I would definitely try to dress up, but I'd just stand there and sing it. But now I'm working with Gonzalez from Peach Street Revival. And she's helping me a lot with not getting stiff and having moves and, like, being comfortable on stage. And something I always say to myself is that if I don't feel good about myself, I'm not going to look good on stage. So if I feel like, oh, wow, I'm ready for this, like, I look great, I'm like gonna kill it, like I will kill it, but it's just all about what you think.
Totally. And I think I've always thought that about fashion. I like am notorious for trying on like 10 different outfits in the morning and then leaving them all over my room. And then I have to deal with them in the evening. But the truth is like, yeah, I just what I'm looking for is getting to that place where I'm like, I feel my best. I feel confident in who I am and like I could do anything today and be prepared for it.
Yeah. And sometimes at school, like I'll wear something and some days I'll be like, wow, I feel good. And then sometimes I'll like see somebody else and I'll be like, and I just want to, like, go home now because I thought I made a mistake or something like that.
Totally. And sometimes your mood can change, too. Like, how you're feeling in the morning can be totally different than how you're feeling by the afternoon.
Yeah.
I can't imagine my life without you. If I know something, so do you. And if I hate someone, you will too. The one I always love most, you're my glue. So please just say, don't walk away. 'Cause you are my other side, the one who always knows.
We just heard Worth Fighting For from Eleanor Hibbard joining me today on Talkin' Music. What is your, do you have like a fantasy that you think about when you're lying in bed at night or when you're like daydreaming? What's your daydream for your career?
I forgot what this song is called. Oh yeah, Hall of Fame. I always think of that song and like think of like what if I like made a video like just and posted on the internet of like me singing on stage now and then it like goes like I get to the point where I'm singing in front of like a billion people or something, and I can look like that song really like speaks true to me, because like if I do my best and I work really hard, I could get to the point that I want to get to.
Totally. So you want to be famous, in other words, Eleanor?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about Taylor Swift?
I think she's very good, and she deserves all like all the credit she gets for a music writer. But I think a lot of people like her. I don't know. I feel like she's very glamorous and she has a huge performance. So I think if she was like, if she didn't have that, she wouldn't be as famous as she was. But I definitely think she deserves the credit.
Yeah, so it's something about her reputation, but it doesn't mean that there aren't other equally talented, amazing performers out there who don't have quite the same amount of spectacle or ability to even have such a big show.
Yeah, and everybody like is saying like that she's kind of a bad person, and I don't agree with that, because I watch documentaries about her. Like, I think she's a really good artist, and she's a really good songwriter. Like, I think she has some of the best songs of all time. So, but I think she's pretty good.
Huh. Yeah, I think it's an interesting thing about fame is that people kind of want to pick you apart. They want to like find your weaknesses, and like they want you to just seem like a regular person. You know, like we love famous people, and we're also, I think, kind of like envious of famous people, and we kind of always want to take them down a notch. That seems like a difficult piece of wanting to be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Do you have a venue, like a dream venue that you want to perform at?
Just like always think of like maybe like somebody picking me to sing at like something of theirs, like a wedding or like I don't know, a party, and like they're like, hey, can you come sing? And that would be a pretty big honor for me that they chose me, even if I'm not very famous. And yeah, I guess maybe not an inside place. Like, I love the outdoors, so like probably somewhere outside. And like, not like if I get really big, definitely I'll have like something like where Taylor Swift performs. But until that, just like, I don't know, outside a stage, and then like a bunch of chairs surrounding it.
Yeah, nice. What do you, Eleanor, what do you hope that people feel when they listen to your music?
I hope that they like connect to the songs I write, because I feel like they describe a lot of like teenagers' lives, or like family. I have a lot of songs about family and stuff like that, and they can really, like, when they listen to it, they'd be like, they can sing along to it and say like, oh wait, this actually relates to me, and like they understand, they're like, wow, this is what I've been trying to say.
Nice. Like, you're giving people the words that they maybe can't find.
Yeah.
Cool. Will you keep your name when you become famous? What's your fame name?
Yeah, I'm guessing I'll keep my name, because
I don't know, there's no other name I can, like, imagine being called other than just Eleanor Hibbard, so.
Eleanor's a great name, too. I don't know a whole ton of Eleanors. Do you have nicknames? What do people call you for nicknames?
They call me Elle. A lot of my close friends call me that, or my teachers call me that. In elementary school, I had the nickname of Elsa, because my best friend was Anna, so they called her Anna, and they called me Elsa, so.
Of course. Good cultural reference for your generation, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say? We cover 10,000 square miles, so we reach a lot of folks all across the western slope of Colorado. What would you say to those folks?
Just, like, keep dreaming, and if you really try, you can achieve your dreams.
Awesome. Eleanor Hibbard, thank you so much for joining us on the KVNF Airwaves.
Thank you.
That was 13-year-old singer-songwriter Eleanor Hibbard joining me today on Talkin' Music. We're going to go ahead and go out on one of Eleanor's most recent releases titled Little Did They Know. To find out more about Eleanor, you can check her out on social media or on her YouTube channel. For more Talkin' Music programming, you can visit kvnf.org or tune in on the KVNF mobile app. I'm Taya J. We'll be back next week. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Probably doesn't know that his name goes through her head a million times. All she ever wanted was for him to be hers, to be called mine. And he probably doesn't know how bad she wants their hands to intertwine. Doesn't know how bad she wants him to text her goodnight. both don't know anything. Don't know how they want something. Probably don't know that they each have stereotypes that they think about night and day, but they all end in the same way, with him and her at the end of the day. But then he said no, and all bets were off. 'Cause what's the point in believing in something you know is lost? 'Cause he killed the vibe and her heart dropped. 'Cause why did she go for it? Why'd she make the first move? She thought that there was a chance, but she was wrong. And little did she know, he felt the same and was taking it slow. They both liked each other quite a lot, but are both scared to start to talk. 'Cause what will his friends think and what will her mom say? She probably doesn't ever consider that he feels the same way. Little does she know, he thinks of her a little bit every day. And she doesn't know he wants her in the same way. And has hearts all the try. And so all chances were gone. 'Cause there's no need to believe in something when the something is lost. And she never even realized. So then his heart dropped. 'Cause why didn't he go for? Well, maybe there was. And little did he know, she felt the same and was taking it slow. They both like each other quite a lot, but are both scared to start to talk. 'Cause what will her friends think and what will his mom say? What if it ended with them together? Yeah.